You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
QL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back, BetQL Daily, right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Wednesday. Of course, presented by BetMGM. Lightning bets coming up in about 20 minutes. Right now, though, let's dive into some college football futures. We talked yesterday with Michael Felder about the college football, you know, landscape as we head into week four here. A little bit on the Heisman. We could start there, go to different conferences, wherever anyone feels there's some value out there. The Heisman stuff is interesting. There was a, and I brought this up a little bit yesterday, there was a straw poll over at The Athletic on, I guess it was Monday or Tuesday, I saw it, with their current, like how you kind of would currently vote. And CJ Stroud is getting the most votes, as you'd expect. He's the favorite to win the Heisman. But I was just looking to see, like, how many players had a decent amount of votes and then still had pretty good odds, because maybe they've got a path. Stetson Bennett, I think it was Ed Fang, right? Our guy Ed Fang on this show was one of the first ones to bring it to our attention, about 100-1 before the season. It dropped considerably after week one. All he's done is put up big numbers. Georgia's on their way to another big season. But he's still at 20-1. Like, it's not, it hasn't dropped to 10. It hasn't dropped to 5, 7. He's still 20-1, depending on, you know, if that number's out there, depending on where you look to win the Heisman Trophy. That's interesting. Stetson Bennett, I mean, shouldn't he be in that mix by the end? Like, invited to the Heisman ceremony?
Is he going to win it at this? See, I see mostly 12 and 14 out there. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't bet it at this number. Would you?
No, if you could still find the 20 that I saw Monday morning out there, that would be.
I think those are all gone.
Okay.
It seems like they're all gone. Yeah.
BetMGM's sitting at what right now? We're looking at 16? 12. He's 12.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's a name. Yeah. It's an interesting name at a great number. And George is going to be there in the end, but eh. At 12, I would not bet it. Because, so how many, he's got to jump three quarterbacks right now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stroud, Caleb Williams, Bryce Young. Is Bryce Young out? Do we think the voters are just going to say, look, you've got to be by far the best in the land and for you to go and win it again?
And I don't think he's been excellent this season. He's been good.
Right. He's got to be insane.
Yeah, he hasn't been overwhelming so far this season.
Hendon Hooker, can we do this? 50-1 is what you can still find. Vols out to a 3-0 start. The numbers are not staggering. They've been consistent. People are noticing what Tennessee's doing in the best conference out there. 6 touchdowns, no interceptions. You add 2 more rushing. So he's got 8 touchdowns, no picks. Limited competition. They creamed Akron this past week. They started to see the Ball State. They got a little lucky with the win at Pitt, which is impressive. That one went to overtime. And we know about the big matchup this weekend. If you're going to bet on Hooker, you would think that you've got to do it now. Because if you think they're live to win this weekend, that number is going to go from 50 to, what, 20 if he has a good game and the Vols win?
Do we need the breakout party this Saturday against Florida? Top 25 game, SEC game. Don't we need him to put up 5 touchdowns and everyone will be talking about him Monday for this to really move. I think we need that. By the way, Brad Powers had this tweet the other day. His numbers go back to the 70s. This is the first time he ever, and his database says that Tennessee's been more than a touchdown favorite over Florida ever.
Wow.
I was like, wow, that blew me away. So he's got to win this week and win big.
So the Heisman race is interesting. Is there anybody else that looked at in it? Robinson?
What about
his numbers are all over the place.
What about J.J. McCarthy, who just took over at Michigan? He can pass it, completing 88.2% of his passes for 473 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, and 2 starts. He can also run it, 73 yards and a touchdown on the ground. A little bit of a longer shot. I see a 30-1.
Yeah, there's a 33 out there. Right now, the conversation piece on Michigan is they don't play anybody. So we don't know anything about this team. People get angry with that. Like, they don't want to reward them with anything. But we know by the end of the year, once you go through the Big Ten, not that it's the best conference out there, because it's not. It's usually overrated. It probably is this year, too. But they're going to play some teams. Like, if you play it out, if he's in the conversation and then Ohio State, yes, then he's in it. The problem is there's no respect for Michigan right now, and I kind of understand why.
I wish I could put a 2023 Heisman future right now on J.J. McCarthy. He'll have a full year under his belt. All these other quarterbacks will go to the NFL, right, the ones that we're talking about, Stroud, Bryce Young. And this is probably the most talented quarterback that Harbaugh's had in college since Andrew Luck. Next year, he's one of the favorites as a junior next season. He'll be up there.
What about has Will Anderson done anything to be removed from the conversation? Because I have not heard him talked about at all. Before the year started, there was some hype there, and I see a massive number on him now. No forced fumbles, 1 pick. Only 2 sacks. He had 17 and a half sacks last year.
Yeah, he did score a touchdown. He has a defensive touchdown.
Okay.
But you're right, he only 2 sacks. I mean, he's got to pick up the pace considerably. He needs to have close to 15 to 20 sacks to get his name out there.
But it hasn't played any big games. I just bring it up because there's an 80 out there, which is more realistic to what the numbers should be than what we were seeing before the year when he was like 15, 16. So, but it does feel like it's quarterback year, the way things are lining up, right? Top 4 or 5 names, all quarterbacks. Makes sense.
And we thought that.
Yeah. Yep.
Got one more down the board. Marvin Harrison Jr. is 150-1. In 3 games, 18 catches, 342 yards, 5 touchdowns. 6th in receiving.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering, is there a Devonta Smith type angle later in the year path?
Do you view him as the best, by far the best receiver there? Because Ohio State receivers get respect, and it's every year. They just reload with them.
It's like Alabama. They have five of them or 4 of them at any given time that will play in the NFL.
150-1.
Yeah,
it's not crazy. And do you see the points the Buckeyes put up this weekend, this past weekend? Jesus. Right. It's ridiculous. But
can he pass Stroud?
Right. I don't think so. I don't. Stroud would have to go down, because if he's putting up numbers, it means Stroud is too. That's the hard part. But you have my interest in that number for sure.
Anything across conferences that stand out? The Pac-12 we talked about yesterday with our guy Michael Felder. Pretty interesting right now, right? USC has been the most impressive. BetMGM has him at plus 145. Utah plus 260. Oregon plus 475 after the win over BYU. Washington, who everyone's in on now, RG3, Big Penix, 6-1. So we've got 4 teams 6-1 or shorter at BetMGM.
I mean, you brought up his name, so I feel like we need to follow it up, because we started to talk about it yesterday but didn't hit it in the Heisman conversation. Penix at 80. Is there still value there? I've gone back and forth, because it was like 250 this weekend, right?
At least 150. I think it was 250 Saturday.
Oh, yep. Okay. Okay. Did you bet it at 80, Paul? Or no?
I did. On? Didn't go crazy with it. I love their path. And they could lay a dud in the next couple of weeks here. But I just don't think they're going to really get challenged until the end of the season. And then by then, you're picking up some Heisman or some playoff hype, potentially. And, you know, you got Oregon State, Oregon back-to-back towards the end of the season. You win a game there, and you're at least in the conversation.
Okay, the odds are telling us that, yeah.
They're not there without them. Again, it's kind of like the MVP sort of like, yeah.
Which team is going to fall off? We loved Utah going into the year. USC looks great. They're outperforming the betting market. They're covering games by 13 points per game. Covering, not winning by, but covering. Which team falls off if you like Washington too? Oregon?
Yeah, that's the game they got to win.
Yeah, Oregon feels like the one that would fall off.
Yeah, and Oregon at Washington State on Saturday, and Wazoo is 3-0 as well. That's not going to be a layup for them. I mean, it could, but I don't. I think that'll be a tough game as well.
So, before we have all these conference games, usually these numbers aren't moving much. I'm looking at NC State; they're still hanging around 10-1 in the ACC. The Minnesota numbers dropping. I got that at 28 before the year. BetMGM has 20. I see a 16 out there. That's interesting.
They haven't played anybody.
Same situation as Michigan. BetMGM is 20. That's the best price in the market. I see a 16.
That's not bad.
So a lot of these are going to change after this weekend, right?
Sure.
I think back to the Pac-12, Oregon State, I don't know if I can pull the trigger on them to win the conference because they've got USC and Utah back-to-back next couple of weeks. But there is still a 7 out there for the USC game. I like them catching 7. And I know every week it's like, oh, is this team live? People were saying that about Fresno. I think Oregon State could give, they can at least keep up with them on the offensive side. But it's tough for me to buy them as a conference winner because you're going USC and Utah back to back. That's tough. And Oregon later. And Washington.
Is Tennessee at 50 a waste of money in the SEC?
See, here's why I think it is, and I was going to bring them up. Don't they? Because they have to beat Georgia and Alabama. Can they? Mm-hmm. Well, they play Alabama in the regular season. They could lose that game because that's West versus East. They could lose that game, and as long as they beat Georgia, they get the title game. But they have to beat them both. Can they do that? Can anyone do that?
You know, Georgia's favored in the conference. In the conference. Over Alabama.
Should they be?
No, I don't think so. Do you just take plus money on Bama?
So, I would. I just had a quick look at the college football playoff odds to make the playoff. Tennessee and Washington are both higher than I thought they would be. Like they're there. Like they're when you go beyond the first row of teams, right? So Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, favorites. USC is fifth. Then Michigan, Oklahoma. Then it's Penn State, Tennessee, Washington to make the playoff. That's the next group.
Look, I mean, here, this is where we're at, and this is why college football had to make a change. Okay, we've played 3 games. A lot of schools have played 0 conference games. And if USC is good, like they're showing right now, if they're that good this season, so, we know the playoff right now. We know it. Georgia, Bama, Ohio State, USC, it's done. That's why they have to do this.
It makes it boring.
Yeah, it's terrible.
One more interesting spot. Kansas State this week against Oklahoma. We've been talking about them as look, they lost to Tulane, look ahead spot for sure. But we talked about them as a possible dark horse in the Pac-12. If they're gonna, or sorry, Big 12. If they're gonna do anything, they gotta win this week. I mean, they're catching 12.5. I think that number's come down. Could be an interesting spot for them.
You know,
Tulane doesn't exactly inspire confidence.
No, that hurt. That hurt. Yeah.
Yeah, but conference games. That's what we care about, right?
Yeah. Right.
Most books have Kansas State at 12, but there's a 25. Do you think there's value at 25?
Are we betting on Martinez?
I took it at 11.
So we're in on Martinez this week. Quarterback, Kansas State.
That's probably never gone wrong before.
Nah. Probably. Unless, does anybody think it's Oklahoma or Texas? It's pretty clear cut. You're getting more value now on Baylor, too, at some spots.
I still like Baylor. I still like Baylor. The loss of BYU, is that a terrible loss?
Do we love them getting three against? I mean, I was shocked to see they're 3-point dogs to Iowa State.
Yes.
That feels like an overreaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It definitely does. Yeah. I think Baylor was that game outright. Forget the points. I think they're better than Iowa State. I mean,
this? Anybody going to take Iowa Rutgers over? 34.5?
What's the number?
Now?
34.5.
Yeah.
It's 2022. What are we doing? Totals in the low 30s?
That's with Titans and Raiders and Saints and Panthers for me this weekend.
Get it off my TV. Get it off my TV. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily, right here on the BetQL Network. Lightning Bets next.